This is the DiPietro, Canty, and Rothenberg podcast.
I'm a big star, you know.
Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play ESPN New York 98.7.
Thanks. It's DCR.
It's over. The Bucks have done it. The long wait has ended. After a half century, the Milwaukee Bucks are NBA champions once again.
They just had a phenomenal run, and that should be celebrated.
Coming back, I was like, this is my city. I wanted to get the job done.
Milwaukee went all in for Giannis, and now they just go and win a championship. Like, this is a microcosm of what is so great about sports right now that we've seen.
This is DCR on 98.7. ESPN.
Oh, the big 6 o'clock hour of the show is DCR. Chris Canty, Rick DiPietro, Dave Rothenberg with you right here on 98.7 ESPN. A little stump Rothenberg at 6:45 this morning. No stress at all, though. I didn't wake up stressed. I'm not stressed right now. There'll be no stress whether I perform well or not. I don't take this home, so to speak, Rick. Whatever happens, happens.
Yeah, but this is further proof, though. You yell at me yesterday. You belittle me yesterday.
I didn't belittle you.
And I'm very sensitive. All sorts of work. I got polls. I'm running polls. I got algorithms. I'm talking to Santi. I'm talking to RJ. Putting in real work, real time.
I did my little algorithm yesterday.
Yeah, that. And then you're going to mock me today. You're going to show up and mock me.
Well, yeah. I think that's fair.
Because you're going to sit there with that smug look on your face.
So I did a little recognizance.
Questions, and you're going to answer them correctly. And
I'm going to do my best. I don't always get them all right.
I'm pretty damn close.
I mean, listen, I missed my first two questions this past Saturday. It happens. I'm not perfect.
Yeah, I don't really focus on the Saturday winning show. Percentage when it comes to your Stump Rothenberg segment. Really
yeah,
high.
But here's the thing, Chris. Even if I went 1-5 at 8 o'clock this morning, it's dead. It's gone, and I'll deal with tomorrow.
So you have a short memory. You're like
yeah,
an NFL
I think you have
corner.
To.
Okay,
you,
I got you.
You have to in this industry. I don't bring it into the pool. I'll tell you.
By
that.
By the way, here's the other thing too. Like, manage your people. Like, I know you got a bunch of new people. You got TJ and...
Oh, here we go.
And Jake.
I have TJ. I have Nico.
Your boy Ty saying that he could up at bat against DeGrom, that he could touch one of Jacob DeGrom's pitches.
Ooh,
come on, man. Stop.
Come on, bro.
What did he say?
Come on.
Stop it.
Come
what did he
on,
say?
Bro.
Come on, Ty.
He needs more people with that one. He needs more
come
people.
Come on, Ty.
He said, now, what was the context now? Like on in an at-bat with 1,000 pitches? Like, what was the context?
In an at-bat that he
what
could...
Context
I don't care what context
I agree,
is.
I agree with you, but at least...
It doesn't matter.
You're right. He would never touch DeGrom, period, end of sentence. But he says in an at-bat he would touch DeGrom?
Yes.
He's out of his mind.
This is your guy.
So because
this,
I like him
Taekwondo.
And we work together on Saturdays, now I control everything he says?
He's supposed to be one of your people. Yeah, Dave.
No, it doesn't work like
he's
that.
He's a reflection of your show.
He's not a reflection of my show. He is now spreading his wings. He's on his own. And he can, if he wants to say stupid stuff, obviously he's welcome to say moronic.
We don't believe you. You need more people.
Yes, he needs more people. There's no chance that he has of being able to make contact on Jacob DeGrom pitch. It's not going to happen.
This is your guy. You're trying to...
You think he really believes that or...
He's been hanging around you too long. Yeah, probably because he's been hanging around you too long. You're the same guy.
This is blind confidence.
Exactly right.
I don't think I could touch Jacob DeGrom.
That's only because you love Jacob DeGrom. You think you could score a goal on Gianluigi, the goalie for Italy.
That's different.
What do you mean that's different?
I could score a goal. You gave me 5
shots. I feel like this is embarrassing. I'm somewhat winded from shooting penalty shots.
Listen, I showed my prowess with the penalty shots.
Third shot is a terrible shot. It's embarrassing.
I mean, how about the ones that went in? The 3 of 5.
I would put a substantial amount of money on Gianluigi. Substantial.
Now, hang on a moment. Okay. Let me throw this out there. And it's time for Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. Better chance that I score a goal in a penalty shot against Gianluigi or Ty hits Jacob DeGrom?
Define hits. Gets a hit or the bat touches the baseball?
Like
bat touches the baseball.
Bat touching baseball.
Yeah, I would
crazy.
Agree with that. I would agree with that. I think Rick
nuts.
Is right.
Nuts.
Have you seen the size of Gianluigi?
Doesn't matter.
Professional soccer players could not put the ball past Gianluigi.
That's because the whole penalty shootout is a disaster.
I don't know about that. But Gianluigi's legit. I don't know. I don't chance. Like, I've seen. Listen, and you did good in the second round. There's some. I got a tweet yesterday that, you know, someone that plays soccer said that Jake let you score.
He didn't let
me score. I don't
want to
believe. I don't listen. I don't want to believe it.
He didn't let me score.
I don't want to believe it, and I'll choose not to believe it. I'm just saying, Gianluigi, no chance you're scoring on Gianluigi.
All right, but what? Listen, why do you have to go back to this? We've been there. He comes out with this asinine. He thinks he could touch the baseball from Jacob DeGrom.
Yeah, but again, I mean, you want to take credit for Mina Kimes and Mike Golic Jr. Like, Ty could be your next guy.
That is a fair point, Rick.
I'm saying.
He's another one that comes to the pipeline. I'm like the Nick Saban.
Speaking of Nick Saban, did you see what their quarterback is getting in?
No, we didn't see it. We'll see it tomorrow. We'll see it tomorrow.
Okay, can I give you another one? Did you see this might be tomorrow also, what Deion Sanders did at Media Day?
I did.
What is he doing?
See what Nick Saban does? It just springs off. You got a bunch of different roads now you can go down with Nick Saban.
That's right.
How about this? I'll take your, did you see this? And I'll one up it. Okay. Dave, did you see this? And do you want a subscription? New lifestyle magazine in pickleball. It's going to be the Vogue of pickleball.
Now, how many people do you think are purchasing the Vogue of pickleball?
That's a very small group.
I mean, really.
It's sweeping the nations, Dave. Sweeping the nation.
Why don't pickleball. If you were a true friend, you would subscribe to this and send it to me.
That's why I asked you the question. Would you like In Pickleball? Would you like the Vogue of pickleball?
What's it called? What's the name of the magazine?
In Pickleball.
In Pickleball?
Yeah, Teddy Mellencamp on the cover.
What exactly is pickleball, by the way?
Pickleball is like mini tennis, right?
Yeah, it's like if tennis and ping pong kind of had a baby.
Yeah. It's mini. You ever been to a park, Chris? It's an outdoor game, and you see them playing almost like mini tennis. That's pickleball.
Is it like badminton?
Yeah.
Is it going
It's got
direction?
Elements of all of it. It's got elements of it almost, and then it almost has like elements too of like a handball situation where you can't.
But there's a paddle involved.
There's a paddle, but you can't step into the, you know what I mean? Like, you can't go past that. You can't go into it. You have to make the shot as you behind the line. Not as much. There's not as much movement in pickleball.
I'd like to play pickleball against
I'm telling you. I keep saying it. We should have a pickleball tournament.
I would love that.
I'm ready. You never come on to Long Island. You're too
Well, why does it have to be on the island?
Well, do you have pickleball? I mean, if you find the pickleball court, I'll come.
Oh, we have a beautiful pickleball court right near me.
I'll come suited and booted. Short shorts, all of it.
Oh, terrific.
I ordered a bathing suit online the other day, and I purposely was like, "What? I'm going to check the size chart." So I'm like, "Oh, large, no problem. Big. That's the size I'm going to get."
Never works.
Dude, the thing came. I would have got arrested if I wore this thing out.
Indecent exposure?
Yeah, I put it on. I walked out. Cassie's like, "What is that?" I said, "This is the bathing suit I ordered." She said, "For what?" I said, I was going to take it with us. She goes, "To wear where?" In the hotel room? You can't wear that out.
Really?
You could see everything.
Really?
Dave, it was so tight. And so it was. I was like, I can't. This is.
Now,
why wear pants?
I don't want to give up the meat. That you cannot return this on your own. That you give it to Cass and you'd say, "Can you do me a favor and return this?"
Absolutely.
There is no way.
Oh, you know what she says to me? She goes, "Go online and start the return process." I said, yep. "What?
What process?
What do you mean? I don't have to go online." She's like, "Hey, you can just go online and start the return process." Like, no.
You do it, right?
You do that. I'll run to the printer when you need the mailing stuff.
That's
I'm
right.
Good.
Look what I've got. Here it is.
I got it.
Label, Cass.
I'll run it to the post office. We're good.
That's right. See, you're just like me. Although you put a desk together.
I did put a desk together. Gorgeous desk. Although the chair, can you hear me when I, does the chair pick up on my microphone when I lean back? Can you hear?
No.
Let me, go ahead, lean back.
You hear that? Everyone does that.
Vaguely, but not really.
Because
no.
I got someone tweeted the other day that there might be a Mike T fart gate.
Oh, you had an issue?
Gas,
you had an
it's
incident?
My chair.
They had 35 runs, 31, 35 runs, 33 passes.
I don't know how he defends himself there still.
That's not a chair, man.
No.
No
He's so polite, too.
Excuse me.
Excuse me.
How about the fact that he comes out the next time denying it to the heavens? Like, no, that was not what happened, guys. It's exactly what happened. Why not just own it?
No, he can't own it. He wants to. I mean, he's like, come on.
Why can't you own it?
Nah, you can't be. He's too. He's got a reputation.
I was gaseous. I had beans the night before, and I let something slip past. Just
what
own
happens?
It.
You X two your face off. You get a little gassy. Excuse me. That had
Clearly
to be a fart. It
was.
Had to be. I stand by it.
Well, you don't make that loud farting noise and then apologize if you've done nothing.
They had 35 runs, 33 passes.
Why would he say, excuse me? I mean, do you usually just have discussion, 35 runs, 31 passes, excuse me? No, nobody says that.
I had that happen to me at Home Depot once where I just ripped one and I didn't think anyone was around. And I looked behind me and there was a lady standing right there.
Oh,
and I did the old like sneaker on the floor, like, you know, basketball squeak. I was like, oh, these floors
are
squeaky.
Why do you care? I don't understand what goes through your mind. You'll never see this woman again. You
don't
let one
back.
Go.
Don't look
she
back,
was disgusted.
Rico. Don't
Who
look
cares?
Back.
So
though.
What?
Don't look back. Just keep walking.
Why do you have to now play this game of, oh, God, now let me try to cover my tracks for someone I will never deal with again in my life?
She was like, she looked at me like, you're disgusting. I was like, oh, these floors are a little squeaky, aren't they?
So did you speak? You audibly said,
I did the squeak. I did the. I purposely squeaked my sneaker on the ground. I was like, oh, floors are squeaky. Be careful. And she knew. She wasn't. I didn't fool
Of course her. She knew. But why do you care? What I don't understand is, why do you care?
Well, I think I just got in the moment. Like, I thought I was being sneaky. And then little did I know, she was like right in the path.
I've done what I came to done.
Just walking around Home Depot crop dusting.
Exactly right.
Oh, my gosh.
I thought I found a nice little area where I could just let one rip.
So you thought you were on your own?
Yes.
And then there was this old bitty woman behind you, and she was like, oh.
She popped up right behind me, she was in the path of it. I felt terrible.
Directly in the path.
It'd be great if he turned around, she was on the floor. I'm hit. He got me. Clean up on aisle 6.
Oh, God.
We got a little blue-haired woman. She's down.
Oh, my
gosh. She needs help. She is not keeping her head above water.
We have a woman that's unresponsive in aisle yes. number 5.
Keeping your head above water.
Oh, yeah.
What happened to her? She was in the line of fire.
Wow.
Oh, she appears to have pink eye. I don't know what happened.
Oh, and that's Straight Talk, gosh. Brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract and no compromise. Let's go to Nick and Wayne. Nick, you're on 98.7 ESPN. And this feels like this is going to be mean, but good morning anyhow, Nick.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
We're doing great.
I got to add in on this whole Gianluigi thing. Dave, I'm sorry. I think you're nuts. I've played soccer all my life. I was trained as a goalie when I was younger. I don't really play it much anymore. I play as a striker now, but I got to say, goalie is probably one of the more tougher positions in any sport. It doesn't matter if it's soccer, hockey, whatever. That's all I got to say.
Oh, I agree with that, but I still think that if you place the shot well and into the corner, that you will score no matter how good the netminder happens to be.
Yeah, I don't disagree with you in certain situations where the person kicking the ball is at a certain level. You are, I don't believe, are at that level.
No, I don't think I'm at a high level, but I still think that if you gave me 10 shots, I'm going to score on Gianluigi.
I don't know if you're going to score on Gianluigi because I don't think Gianluigi's going to have to guess. Like, I don't think you kick the ball with enough velocity.
Think, like, he's standing there, ball in the air, and he's like, I'll just go here and I'll stop it.
Like, I would imagine it's like if I gave, I don't know, one of my high school guys a bunch of pucks in the slot, like top of the circles right in the slot, and I was just standing just inside my crease, and I said, okay, take this many shots and see how many you can score. Like, there's some guys
you don't think they hit on one?
No, but there's some guys that can shoot it, but it's not to the point where I'm having to kind of like almost guess where they're going to shoot it, as opposed to like one of the drills I would always do that would help me, you know, pick up the puck, or would help me. Like, my goal was always to get to my spot early and stay on my feet as long as possible. Like, I didn't want to be one of the, I didn't want to just go down and then react to the shot. So what I would do is I'd have guys stand right in, like right at the, almost between the hash marks with pucks, and I would come off my post and I would have them take legitimate slap shots. So there'd be no time to react to the puck. But in doing that, like if the guy could really shoot it, and all these guys with these new sticks can shoot it, there were times where I would have to kind of almost guess as to where they were shooting or like cheat. I don't think that he would have to cheat when he's facing you.
You could be right. It could be a disaster. I don't know. But I have confidence, and I think I could still make one.
But that's what we love about you. I admire it about you.
Third shot is a terrible shot. It's embarrassing.
Is that confidence? You can't find that confidence. Most people don't walk around with the kind of confidence you have.
Really?
No. Especially, I mean, and you're not lying. That's what's crazy about it, is that most people, like, it'd be sticky. Like, oh, yeah, I could score a goal on Gianluigi. You believe it.
Oh, I absolutely do. I'm the talent.
You believe it, and that's what makes you special.
Well, special in a different kind of way, maybe.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro, Canty, and Rothenberg podcast.
You're absolutely right.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want. Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, I'm going to be honest. I had no idea. Did you guys know the Olympics are actually going on right now?
Yeah, I did not, Dave.
Soccer, women's soccer on right now.
Yeah. Now, they're losing to Sweden 3-0?
I wasn't watching that soccer game.
Well, what, you're watching a different soccer game?
I'm gearing up for, is that one on? Oh, maybe that one's on before.
Yeah. The American women are losing to Sweden 3-0 in extra time. I thought they never lose ever.
Oh, that's on USA. No, I was gearing up for you. I got Japan, Canada gearing up for that.
Over the Americans playing.
Well, I didn't realize to look on which that channel. I didn't get that far.
Why are the Olympics started though?
Before the opening ceremonies?
Yeah.
I think that happens sometimes.
Does it? I guess. Yeah. I don't know.
I didn't even get to go to the opening ceremonies when I went.
Why?
Well, because of the season.
Oh, right.
Like our break didn't start till after the opening ceremonies.
I would think that you'd want to be there for the opening ceremonies, no?
Yeah, just being at the Olympics was great. I mean, yeah, obviously you'd like to be able to participate.
Although this year,
what's the point of
the
opening ceremony though? If nobody's going to be in the stadium.
Yeah, no, this year would be less than the norm. All right, so Mets, another one of these losses. I mean, the McNeil at bat, they had their chances, they didn't get the win. But let's spend a couple minutes on the team that did answer the bell yesterday. And Chris, that's your New York Yankees. It's a good win last night. It really is. I mean, you know, timely hitting. Nola shut you down earlier this season. The bottom of your lineup, you look at it, LeMahieu doesn't even play. And you think to yourself, what are we going to be able to do? And a really gutty good win for the Yankees last night.
And by timely hitting, you mean the solo home runs, right? Because they were 0-for with runners in scoring position yesterday.
Well, you know what I actually mean? I meant the small ball. Like that when Allen got on and you know, made his way around the bases and you get the sack fly and then he scored. Like I love that. I love the small ball, and we don't see that from the Yankees anymore.
No, we don't. But I mean, now that you have, you know, the young guys in the lineup, you have a little bit more athleticism, so you have an opportunity for guys to be a little bit better around the base paths, and I think that's what we're seeing. I mean, the fact that the kid did score the first two runs, like that's a good sign. Like that's something that the Yankees lineup didn't have. I mean, Rick has been mentioning it throughout the course of the regular season. Like he was just talking about, they have a lot of the same guys in their lineup when the regulars are all healthy and they're all playing. But, I mean, with these young guys, you're getting a different element. So it is good to see them step up when the team really needs it. Because it would have been easy for the Yankees to lay down during the stretch when they had all those COVID cases announced. You're talking about six guys being out because of COVID. And Aaron Judge, your best player. Like, the fact that you have these young guys jump in there, be thrust into action, and actually contribute. I mean, Dave, you got contributions throughout the entire lineup except for the nine hole. I mean, that's a big deal. So, I mean, that was nice to see last night. I thought the biggest takeaway from the game yesterday, though, was the bullpen, the back end of the bullpen, Zach Britton, Aroldis Chapman. Like, even though Chapman gave up the home run to McCutchen, like, it looked like the Chapman of old. I mean, you're talking about 101 right on the black. I mean, he had a nasty slider to strike out Bryce Harper. Like, it feels like he's trending in the right direction, which is a good sign. And then, you know, Green and Britton and Chapman, like being able to go 1-2-3 with those guys, like that's how the Yankees draw it up. So that was the biggest takeaway from the game last night. And you want to see that from those guys, the highest leverage levers, going into a big weekend against the Boston Red Sox.
A couple things. As good as Chapman's stuff is, And, I mean, you saw 103 last night. You saw 102. You saw the stare.
He was dealing.
It's confidence. And the stare down at the end after he struck out Didi, I mean, that's who Chapman needs to be. Now, it was, let's not get it twisted. I mean, if it's three straight balls, 3-0 to Bryce Harper, that goes differently. And he doesn't battle back to strike him out. And all of a sudden, now McCutcheon is a two-run home run. That becomes a two-run home run. That's starting to get
a
little bit dicey.
Don't be a glass half empty kind of guy. Come on, man.
I'm not.
Enjoy that.
Listen, I'm just saying is that there still is, even with Britton. I mean, Britton's given up a run in, what, 4 of his 7 appearances. It doesn't feel like it's all the way finished. I feel the same way about
Diaz. It was good enough last night, I guess you can say.
No, it was good enough.
Yep.
But especially here. That was a huge takeaway. But the other thing, too, is you get the news that there's no LeMahieu, right? He's dealing with something, but COVID test comes back, it's negative. But he's not playing. So now all of a sudden I got Brett Gardner, who's been, I mean, offensively hasn't been good the entire season. He's leading off. And then I look at the bottom of my lineup. Gittens can't play because he's dealing with the sore Achilles. Hell, if I had played Major League Baseball, people wouldn't even think I was injury prone with the amount of injuries that Major League Baseball players are dealing
especially
with.
Especially if you were on the Yankees.
No, it's unbelievable.
You'd be healthy.
Exactly right. They'd be like, oh, this guy's an Iron Man.
Yeah,
so,
he never misses anything. He only misses
so now all of a sudden,
the season.
Now I got a guy playing first base that's a catcher, right? So I got Brantley playing first. He ends up making a nice scoop on a Wade play.
That
but bottom
nice
of my lineup is Rob Brantley, Greg Allen, Estevan Floreal, and Tyler Wade. That's the bottom of my lineup.
With Gardner leading off.
With Gardner leading off. And you find a way. And it's, listen, do I think you need to be exclusively small ball? No, absolutely not. You're not going to win like that. I mean, with how predominant the home run is. But it's nice to have the versatility that when you need it, you can go to it. And right now, with the guys they have on this team, and you're forced into it because you got to take advantage of their skill set. Now, Greg Allen's a switch hitter that can run the bases. And you saw last night, steal second. Tags up on the Floreal pop up and then puts pressure on the defense. Didi throws it away. He scores a run.
But we never see that. That's
non-existent
with the Yankees.
Well, but they can't do it. Which leads me to my final point is that when they do get healthy, you have to imagine that Greg Allen needs to be in your outfield somewhere.
Yeah, he should be your starting left fielder the way he's playing.
Has to be in your outfield.
Who do you want, Gardner or Allen in your outfield right now?
Allen.
Allen.
Right. It's not even close, right?
No, it's not close. And I would keep. And I would probably keep. I would give Floreal some burn, and see what he can do.
Yes, I agree
with
that too.
Well, the nice thing is you're going to see these guys over the next, I don't know, 8-10 days, and you'll get a better feel of what they are. And if they continue to produce like this, and they scrap runs across, and the Yankees are winning games, there's no way you can take them out of the lineup.
Yeah, but more importantly, though, Dave, to Chris's earlier point, though, is you can't. And this is where I have a hard time with analytics sometimes. Is you can't quantify the energy that young guys bring to your team and the level of excitement. Because, I mean, this isn't the baby bombers anymore. It's not. I mean, this is a team.
There
that's
are expectations
been,
on this team now.
And
yeah.
Humongous expectations. And you can see it when they play. Like, they don't look like they're having fun when they're playing because they can feel the weight of those expectations and not performing. Now, all of a sudden, you got a bunch of young guys that are just happy to be there that are fighting tooth and nail to keep their spots right now. That's contagious. It is.
Great.
That's what the Yankees need.
I mean, I will
need
tell
an
you
infusion
what,
of that.
The Yankees are a lot more enjoyable to watch right now than they have been all year long in my mind.
Well, because there's action.
I heard
you
the chair
in action.
There, by the way. I heard the chair.
You heard it, right?
Yeah, I heard the chair.
I got a WD-40 of that or something. I mean, it's
not terrible, but you brought attention to it, and then you adjusted, and I heard it. Now, others, because I'm kind and I wouldn't do this, others might think that you relieved yourself.
Well, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
I don't want to get that reputation.
Yeah, you might want to fix that a little bit.
I don't even know how to fix it. WD-40 or something?
I don't know. Have your wife do it. That's what I would do. I'm not. You play the drop like I'm kidding. I'm not kidding.
Well, yeah, but here's the thing about your wife. Like, I put this thing together, and I mean, it was a lot of, Allen wrenches and everything else. I mean, the desk you're talking about, she put together. Did we get saws involved? I mean, what are we doing?
Screwdrivers, hammers, saws. Yes, you name it.
That's too much.
You name it.
Yeah, I tap out at that point.
Yeah. And she was like teaching, but not only that, but she's teaching Ben as they're doing it. She's like, you want to learn something? I was like, no, come on. I'm 48. Why would I
need
to learn?
Someone has to carry
now?
On the tradition.
Right.
Well, someone has to wear the pants in the family.
Apple, hammer, saw, maybe pair, maybe not. I'm not sure. And you should see the desk.
The beautiful desk?
It's a phenomenal job that she did.
Where is the desk? Is it downstairs
in Ben's
office?
Room? Because Ben's going into high school somehow next year. So he's like, I want a desk in my room, and I'd like to, I'd like to be able to do some of my homework in my room. We're like, that's fine. So Sherry, you know, online, some store, desk delivered, chair delivered, boom, 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 all set up. Now he can do his homework.
Who puts a power strip on a desk? People here.
I would much prefer them deliver it just assembled.
Yeah, that's what I would have done.
Yeah,
but she's capable.
Fan.
But here's the thing, and this is what I can't understand. If you're that capable and competent, you probably want it unassembled, and then you can do it on your own because you're capable.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. I mean, there's things I'm capable of doing that I would prefer not to do if I don't have to. Like, there's one thing I can think about right now. I can do it on my own, but it's not nearly as enjoyable.
Why?
Not myself.
Why?
We understand. All right, the Mets and the Yankees and Stump Rothenberg. 800-919-3776. Do you see how popular this segment is, by the way? I didn't even tease it. I didn't even give out the number. There's not an available phone line at the moment. They are all lit up, ready for questions.
I hope you go 0-6.
I know you do, and I might. And you know what? If I do, I'll live to see another week, and I'll be back next week. I won't be spending the rest of the day lamenting over it in the pool.
You won't be back next week, though. That's the problem, is you won't be back.
That's true. 2 weeks off. I'll be back Saturday.
Are you going to do the Saturday show and not our show?
Well, what do you mean? I'm going on vacation on Monday of next week. So, yeah, I'm doing Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and then we're going away Monday. No, are you going away next week?
I don't like how you use Saturday as the start of your week. I don't like it.
Aren't you going away next week?
I can't confirm or deny that, no.
All right. So I love the fact that you're like, and you're going away next week as if I'm doing something terrible. Why me taking my vacation days is frowned upon is beyond me.
Well, they make me feel guilty about it. I'm going to make you feel guilty about it.
Then you know what? You should do the opposite. You should try to make me. Yeah, of course, Dave. Enjoy your vacation.
Wait, trust the speakers.
Think nothing of the station and go do your thing with your family.
That's all I think about.
They make
the
you
station,
feel guilty.
Dave.
Now you're going to in turn make me feel guilty.
All I do every day is think about the station. I listen
and
to the
station. And now look at this obese man that's going to sit in the chair.
Trust the speakers, Dave. TTS, trust the speakers.
Trust the speakers!
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro, Canty, and Rothenberg podcast.
I don't wake up at 4 a.m. to wear a swim shirt.
Looking for more access to the show? Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at DCR on ESPN.
I expected the Mets to lose last night. They did lose last night. They had opportunities to win last night. But, Rick, I don't know. It just feels like they're taking on so much water. Robert Stock is anybody that you're relying on, but it's another pitcher that goes down with an injury. There's three starters that you have any trust in right now at all. There's two God knows what's going to happen starters. I don't know. I don't feel very good about the Mets at the moment.
No, I don't know how you can. You know, on top of that, I mean, you lose the game last night, and we find out, no Peraza, he broke his finger. So that's another one to the IO. I mean, you're talking about a Mets team now that's already gone through. This is 54 different players now?
Yes.
54 different players. They've used 15 different starting pitchers. And, I mean, you saw the effect it's having on your bullpen. I mean, your bullpen, it's 23 innings in the last three games.
Doing way too much.
Way too much. And I didn't think Aaron Loop looked great.
Well, he didn't look great.
No, I didn't think Drew Smith looked great. So, that's going to take its toll on your bullpen, and you don't have the luxury of having that one guy. You don't have Jacob DeGrom there to all of a sudden, okay, this is a day off of the bullpen. He's going to get seven, no problem. He's going to give us seven. Bullpen can take a day off, and then we'll
And Stroman hasn't been great, and Walker was terrible last time out.
And Walker was awful. He got an out. Got one out.
That's right. Six runs, one out.
Yeah, and when you look at since the break, I mean, in all honesty, they could be 0-5, probably should be 1-4. And they're 2-3. So, no, I mean, it's not what you want at all. And then on top, here's the other thing, though, too. And I said this yesterday during the show. It was a big night, too, because Carrasco is going to make what we think is going to be his last rehab start before rejoining the Mets, and you need him badly right now. He gets rocked in Syracuse.
Yeah, that's
not good. Which is not good.
Which is not good at all.
No, this seems like the perfect time for the Mets to go out there and make a move. They need pitchers to come in and eat up innings, and I use plural because I think you need a couple of guys.
I think so.
You need to add somebody in your bullpen. You need to add a starter. Like it's clear that's going to be an issue until you get everybody back healthy, if you get everybody back healthy. So I don't think that the Mets, Zach Scott, should take this thing all the way up to the trade deadline. You need reinforcements now because your cushion, your lead in the NL East
is gone.
It's gone. So, I mean, there's no time to waste with this one. This is not a wait around another week and see if the prices on the guys that you're targeting comes down. This is, we need to make a move now to try to maintain our standing in the division. Because if you're going to get in the playoffs, the only way you're going to get in the playoffs is winning the division.
Yep, although San Diego is not, I don't think, locked into to one of those wild card spots. They have not been great. Let's take a listen to Pete Alonso, who kind of answers some of the questions for us. Are you expecting help at the deadline from your GM and adding to this team?
I don't know. That's a really good question. I mean, I honestly haven't thought about the trade deadline, because for me, I just go out there and try and win and play every day. So, granted that you are right, that is above my, those decisions are above my pay grade, but I don't know. I think right now, the people that we have some really, really talented guys that we're just really anxious to get back. Cookie Carrasco, obviously Noah and Francisco. We can't wait to get those guys back. But I don't know. We'll see what happens. We'll see what Uncle Steve decides to do.
I'll tell you, they better go out there and do something.
They're going to.
The way they're currently constituted, there's no way this team is going to go on a major run in the postseason.
No, they have to. I mean, that has to be the goal, too. I mean, you got to take advantage of this. Like, you're in a spot now where, I mean, you're starting pitching carried you early in the season.
Your division stinks.
And your division stinks. That's the point. Your division stinks. So you have to take advantage of that. And, you know, we'll see what happens with Jake when he comes back. And we'll see what happens or how long it takes Francisco Lindor to come back. But they need, I mean, it's clear. They need another arm in the rotation. They could use some help in the bullpen. And if you want to go out, listen, if you want to do both of those things and still go out and get a Chris Bryant, I'm okay with that, but that's not at the top of my priority list right now.
No. Top's got to be a starter and someone in the pen. And, of course, it all, you know, all hinges around your starting ace, and that's Jacob DeGrom. And hold your breath. Here's the update from the manager, Luis Rojas.
So he is improving right now. He's not throwing today. You know, we'll reassess about the throwing part maybe tomorrow, but he's improving. You know, some of the tightness has diminished and some of the range of motion is a little better. But as far as throwing, he hasn't thrown yet. So he didn't throw today. And then we'll see how it progresses day to day at this point.
I don't know how you could feel great about DeGrom.
No, you don't. No, you don't. No, I mean, listen, when he has the ball in his hand, you feel great. But it's just, it's, you're waiting for another one of these things to pop up. Because it's happened so often.
We've had, five this year?
Yeah, it's happened so often. And they don't know what it is. That's what makes it even scarier, is you don't really know.
And they keep doing a battery test and nothing comes back.
Which leads you to believe that it's just something. It's how hard he throws, which isn't going to change. I mean, you haven't seen it change yet. I mean, have you said, we talked about this after the last time? Maybe he dials it back a little bit and only uses the 100 plus when he needs it. That didn't happen because he can do it. Like, if you can do it, why wouldn't you do it?
But exactly.
It's not conducive for him staying healthy. And as far as the other guys coming back too, like, I don't know. I mean, Peterson's coming back from an oblique. Like, I don't, like, that doesn't make me feel great.
No. And it's not like he was phenomenal anyhow.
No, you're right. So, I mean, if you have to give up a little extra to get a Berrios or someone like that.
And the thing is, you can, if you give up more, you have so much money with your owner that you can make up for it in the next couple of years.
Yeah, you're not limited.
With free agency and taking on salary. It's not a big deal.
Well, the other thing, too, is when you lock into, I mean, when you lock into someone like Lindor, too, now all of a sudden it's like, okay, you know, one of our top prospects is a shortstop. Okay, I mean, we don't need that anymore. Right, you know what I'm saying? Like, you're locked into that spot where it's okay now. You know, we can move him, and they have to, and I'm sure that they will. I just, again, the moment right now. I mean,
it's unsettling.
It ain't great.
Yeah, very unsettling. How about some comic relief, Dave Jouse? Do you not find this guy to be very entertaining?
I love him.
Right?
See him flexing on the bench last night?
Oh, he's so entertaining. So here he is discussing, like you and I talk about, our wives do everything. He's getting the hang of these Zoom calls and Zoom press conferences thanks to his wife. Here he is.
Thanks for joining.
I thank you, and I really do thank my wife, too, because I had no idea we were live as I walked in yet last night. So I'm glad I didn't say anything inappropriate. So I learned last night. We all learn something every day, and I was able to learn something last night from my wife.
He's so funny.
He's the best.
Isn't he?
He's the best. I told you, you need guys like that, coaches like that, like assistant coaches, bench coaches, like having them like that with that kind of personality.
He's very entertaining.
You need that. You got to smile. You got to laugh.
Want to hear more then?
I love this guy.
All right. Robert Stock injury update and a little more about his very helpful wife.
It is a right hamstring injury, and there's going to be a follow-up tomorrow. You know, this is my first time handling these situations. We don't know how serious, and I definitely don't know how serious. My wife's a nurse. She's got a medical background. My medical background is I stay away from doctors. I love my wife, and I'll stay with a nurse because my wife has been a nurse. He's okay as far as walking. He walked off the field fine. He got treatment in there. We'll have a follow up and evaluate. I don't think it's a little injury. You know, I mean, we had to take him out of a game, and it's a hamstring that we'll follow up on tomorrow.
Usually when managers discuss an injury, they have like this tone of like, that's a hamstring. He's going to miss 2 to 4 weeks. This guy's so jovial and excited. It's a hamstring. Obviously, it's not a little injury. We got something real going on here, people. Right?
And then he throws in his personal philosophy, Dave.
Right. Yeah. I don't like doctors.
Yeah, I stay away
and
from
And I don't know anything about this stuff. And I've never okay done this nurses, before.
Though. I'm okay with nurses. My wife is a nurse, but not doctors.
I've never done this kind of thing before.
You know what's amazing, though, too, is, and you didn't play it. It's in that soundbite at some point where they were explaining what happened on that play. And he's like, oh, he hasn't run that hard since he was 21.
Oh, great.
Like, I mean, what? Like, shouldn't it be expected that, like, you can, if you need to.
That you can run 90 feet?
You can run 90 feet.
You would think.
Maybe that's just me. And watching that game last night, too. Like, we talk about we kill the Yankees all the time for base running and everything else because we watch them every single night. You could probably turn on any game in Major League Baseball and see some of the worst baseball you've ever seen in your life.
Yeah, it's not
like some of the base running in that game last night. Like, what is Aquino doing? Getting how's he getting?
Oh, he's just wandering off first base.
What is he doing?
Yeah, he's just wandering off on the fly ball, right?
On a sack fly, he gets thrown out at first.
Terrible.
Gets caught in a rundown,
and there would have been runners first and third, two outs.
And then Suarez leads off the inning. You know what? I'm going to go for three. I'm going to try to push my luck here.
Right. And he makes the first out at third base. Good throw by Nimmo.
Yeah, great throw. Great hustle. But that's crazy. They must not just, it's not a big deal to them
Tell
anymore,
me when
I
you
guess,
watch.
But.
Is his name Amir Garrett? Is that his name?
Yeah.
When you watch him, you don't think Chapman.
He reminds you. Yeah. But that was, I mean, that's what people said when he first jumped in because he's a big, I mean, he's a humongous lefty. How about the second base umpire rocking Jordans, too, last night? I don't know if you noticed that.
Yep,
I like that. That's respectable.
As we were about to start Stump Rothenberg, let me throw one out there for you. I think you'll get it. What did Amir Garrett do in college in addition to baseball?
Oh, they said this last night on the broadcast. Yeah. He was a basketball player, wasn't he?
Yeah. Where? Any idea?
Local, right?
Yep. St. John's.
I did hear that.
St. John's.
He's an animal, too. Remember he jumped into, he went and tried to fight the whole team that one time?
The whole team. I wouldn't want any part of that guy.
I feel like in that spot, like, to be, the more intimidating you are as a guy coming out of the bullpen, the better.
I agree. Chapman throwing 103 and staring at you?
Well, especially when he, like, you're not sure if he knows where the ball's going?
Because I don't think he does. The one on Harper? Right? Terrifying. All right. I'm not going to ask you if you're ready because you don't answer questions, and I'm sure you are anyway. It's time for Stump Rothenberg.
He's confident.
I have so much knowledge.
He's arrogant.
I'm a big star, you know.
He's unstable.
I'm crazy.
He's Dave Rothenberg.
You don't think I'm smart?
And now it's time to see if you can stump Rothenberg.
All right. On the Wednesday, we like to play a little game called Stump Rothenberg at 6:45, a game that is now sweeping the nation. And we start the game by bringing in the one, the only, Andy in Merrick. Good morning, Andy.
Good morning, DCR. What's up, Drive Time?
Hello, Andy.
Wow, Dave. Slow to the response.
Not slow
to
anything. I thought maybe one of the other guys would answer what's going on with them, and they said nothing, so I will answer for the three of us.
No worries. I got a quick programming note. NHL expansion draft, ESPN2 tonight at 8 o'clock, as well as a viewing party in the DPHO household.
Did you see that report, by the way?
Yes, I was going to mention this to you. And it was a guy with a check mark that said
verified,
you were taking the expansion draft by the Kraken?
That's what it said. I actually talked to someone yesterday. I asked him that question. Like, no, we haven't heard anything. But if that happens, I get drafted by the Kraken, I expect a phone call from the GM. I want a full swag bag.
I want
now,
would you, would that be your favorite team if you get taken by the Kraken?
No.
No?
No, of course right. not.
Would you move
I would
to
like
Seattle?
Some nice gear,
would you follow the dream?
Would I try to make it back?
Yeah. Because they obviously think you have something left if they take you.
There could be a comeback.
Right. All right, Andy, what do you got here? What do you got?
We got an Olympics question for you, David.
Oh, jeez. All right.
In which Olympic Games did the torch relay start for the first time?
Now, the relay starts before the Olympics, right? That's
yes.
You talk about like when they go city to city in that country.
And where does it go from there on foot relay?
I think it was 1936.
David, you are insane.
Oh, I was going to walk through that. Okay, there we go.
That's well done.
There
that
we go.
Is well done.
How do you know that, Dave?
I'm not sure.
How do you keep that kind of stuff in your head?
Well, that's what happens when you lack the ability to love and to feel
emotion. I don't understand how me having great knowledge, now you take shots at me. Because I think they started with lighting it in Greece, and then they eventually made their way to Berlin with it, I believe. So 1936.
That's the incredible part, though, Chris. Is like in the moment, he's like, and then all of a sudden he gets the answer right, and he goes into like this whole... Like the history.
Well, I wasn't sure that was the first one ever.
Yeah, he paints the full picture for everyone.
Yeah,
I wasn't
right?
It's
sure.
Not like he's guessing out of the blue. Yeah.
I wasn't sure that was the answer, but now
you
that
you don't think
that
smart.
Was the answer. Now I can put some knowledge behind it.
I have so much knowledge.
My name is David, and I love to do drawings.
all right. You said your question was stolen with some.
No, I got a question. I had multiple questions.
All right. So what do you got?
This is dynamic for a bunch of different reasons. This question.
All right.
Can you tell me the quarterbacks that have finished their seasons with 40-plus touchdowns and 7 or less interceptions in a season? 40-plus touchdowns, 7 or less interceptions.
Aaron Rodgers.
That is correct. That's he's it. The only one to do
say.
It. And he's done it 3 times.
And that's it. And I'm done.
That's it.
That's it.
Okay.
That's the list.
That's 2-0.
That's the list.
Said
that's
it
pretty
three
good.
Times, huh?
Yeah, he went last amazing. Year. He went 48-5. 2016, he went 40-7, and then 2011, he went 45-6.
40
like that kind of party.
48-5. 48-5.
I think his really career is. Touchdown to interception ratio is like 4-1. Something ridiculous like that, Dave.
Oh my god!
And I love right. how people criticize him for it too. They're like, "Oh, he's padding his stats. He's just throwing it away." Isn't that what you want him to do?
Right. How dare he?
Rather than throw the ball where no one to the other team,
no one on the other team can catch it. Let's go to Brett in Rockland at 2-0. Brett, you're on Stump Rothenberg.
Hey, what's going on, Dave? So top 2 passing touchdown leaders in Tampa Bay Buccaneers history.
Brad Johnson? Bezenhout? No, I don't think it's... I don't think it's Bezenhout. It's got to be Winston, right? I'm going to say Winston has to be one.
Yes. Yes.
And then I'm thinking either Johnson, Testaverde, Josh Freeman.
That's got to be. Doesn't it have to be.
Hang on a second.
Sorry.
Or Testaverde. Those will be the 4 I'm choosing from. And I don't think Dilfer is the guy. All right, now, would you like to chime in? You think it's Testaverde?
No.
I think it's too easy. I think it's too obvious.
What is it? Passing yard leader? What is it?
No,
touchdowns or passing yards?
He said career touchdown passes, right?
Yeah.
No, passing touchdowns.
Right. In career, right?
For Tampa Bay, specifically Tampa.
Right. If it was all time on any team they were on, it would be Testaverde. I don't think it's Testaverde.
No.
So I'm going to eliminate him. I'm going to say it's either Williams, Johnson, or Freeman. You guys have any idea?
I would go with the one that played most recently.
Josh Freeman.
I would go with Freeman, yeah.
Josh Freeman, final answer.
Yes.
Well done, 3-0. What a start.
Thank you.
What a start.
That's right. This is what we do.
It's a nice way to go into vacation.
Well,
bust out the swim shirt. Maybe a little boating.
Oh, yeah. I didn't tell you where we're going on vacation. Where we're going on vacation.
Are we still with the swim shirt?
I haven't had the opportunity, but yeah, I will bring the swim shirts on the vacation.
I'm a boater. With this new weight, you may think about a swim neck guard, too. Cover up that.
Wow.
Look at you trying to rain on my parade. 3-0, rolling along. I'm not falling for your games. You're trying to bring me down to try to have me lose my composure as we bring in Dave in Westchester. Dave, good morning. You're next up on Stump Rothenberg.
Good morning, guys. I have a Seinfeld question.
Okay.
There are four instances on screen where a Seinfeld character was played by more than one actor. Can you name three?
His father is definitely the first one.
Whose father?
Jerry's father.
Correct.
Yeah. What do you mean, whose father? All right. I don't know who else there is. This is kind of probably not what you mean, but when they were filming the pilot, they had other Kramers. Is that what you mean?
No, these were aired episodes.
It's a tough question.
I don't know that I have the answer. I'll guess. I think Lloyd Braun might have been one of those guys.
Correct.
I know I need one more.
Pre and post mental institution, yes. Lloyd Braun.
Yes, yes, yes. All right, Jerry's mom, no. The Costanzas, no. I feel like I've done well getting...
Yeah, this is a tough question. Two. This is brutal. The Hawks, when they were coached by Lord Pierce.
The last two, the first character only did one episode, and then it changed to the second actor.
Really? I'm not really sure. I will say... I have no idea. I'll guess Newman, but I'm sure that's not the answer.
It's not, only because I said on screen, but when Newman first appeared, he was actually Larry David's voice. So, give me that.
All right, so I don't know. What's the answer?
Elaine's boss, Mr. Lippman. There was one episode where he was played, the first episode where he appears, he was played by another actor.
Right.
And actually, George's father, in the first aired episode of the episode, he was played
was
by
not
another
Jerry Stiller.
Actor. Actually,
really? All right.
No,
I'll have to do some research on that. I guess I failed it, but I got two. I think I did reasonably well.
Two is really good.
Really good for that
question.
That's
an awful job. All right, you want to take one more?
You have to. Done? Yeah, that left. I didn't like how that.
You want to go to your guy?
Well, yeah, Sal and Duchess.
So give you the year. I know you'll get it.
All right, Sal and Duchess. Close
us
out.
Good morning, CDR. Okay. Hey, Dave, you're taking a lot of vacations.
Good morning, Laz. You're up.
Yeah. Yes. Are you taking care of those puppies? Are you training them? Are they done getting trained?
Yeah, you're done getting trained. Yeah, yeah.
They're done. All right. Well, I'm just
saying, they're all trained.
There's a lot of vacation time you got. Because in my house, I mean, you got a boy and a girl. I trained the dogs. I did everything.
Sal.
I'm not even allowed to get hooked.
Oh, dear God. Sal, the question would be what?
Okay. NBA. Not including last night's game. Who's the only NBA player to win MVPs, two MVPs, and a title before the age of 27? Before the age of 27.
two MVPs and a title?
Yes, before the age of 27. I'll tell you why before is important.
I'm going to say...
I can't give you a year.
No, I don't want the year, but thank you for that. Rick, do you know this? I feel like this is a question you would know.
Yeah, I know this one.
Is it... I'm thinking Bill Russell. I mean, Kareem, too. Oh, gosh. Russell, Kareem, or Magic would be my three guesses. I'm going to go Bill Russell.
Two MVPs and one title.
I'm going to go Bill Russell.
Oh, my God. No. All the ones you named weren't even one of them. It was Tim Duncan.
Really? Okay.
All right. That's a good one.
That is a good question.
That was nice. That's well played by Sal.
Yeah.
Good question.
I thought the way he said his oh my God, it was going to be like, I
thought
right
you were
there.
Right.
Did you know that?
Yeah.
You knew that was
not, that's not an easy question.
Why didn't you help me out there then?
No, because I'm not going to help you on the last one.
Why?
Well, you wanted him to finish on a high note, knowing he's going on vacation next week.
Not really.
No. He's not looking for success.
I was lying.
Last question.
I was lying. You saw what he did to me yesterday. He aired me out yesterday.
Don't you see what he does, Chris?
This is payback.
He wants failure from me on the grandest of scales, and now he got it. Overall, I don't think I did terribly, though, right? What,
no.
3-2?
I was impressed by what you did on that Seinfeld question.
3.5-1. 3.5-1. That Seinfeld question was...
And it was a three-parter. You're not supposed to ask three-parters.
Yeah, but I didn't even understand the question. I didn't like
what,
that.
He's saying what character was played by multiple actors?
I must have just tuned it out because I was like, this question's too hard. But
it was very difficult. But there were two different fathers for Jerry. Two different Morty Seinfelds.
Jerry Stiller is... he could be one of my favorites of all time.
That's phenomenal. Absolutely phenomenal. All right, so there you have it. That's the end of another edition of Stump Rothenberg.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro, Canty, and Rothenberg podcast.
I have nothing left.
Hear more of DiPietro, Canty, and Rothenberg live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play ESPN New York 98.7.